Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back in to Rutherford Issues. It is time to find out what's going on with the local Rutherford County Emergency Food Bank, and the postal drive is upcoming, and many other things. So let's find out all the details. Lori Glaze is joining us here in studio, and Lori, you're becoming a regular now here on the radio, you know it?
I think so. I'm glad to be here. Glad y'all give me some time to talk about things.
Well, what are things? How are things?
Things are going well. We've had some really great donations this year so far. We've had a couple $10,000 donations, one from the Charity Circle here in town, and then one from Pillsbury. They have a community care type fund, and we were fortunate to get that grant. So that boosted us up quite considerably for starting the year off. Very proud of that. And I believe this week the Atmos Energy is having their annual meeting, and they've made it into a food drive as well. So we're very grateful to those folks as well. So far they've brought in I believe it's 622 cans, so that's kind of a cool thing to have done as well. Tomorrow MTSU folks are putting on the sixth annual Tour de Burro, which is a bike race, and they have been good enough to have a drawing for a $500 gift certificate to Moab. For a $5 chance, you can get a chance into that drawing, and the funds will go to the Rutherford County Emergency Food Bank.
Well, how about that?
So that's pretty cool. We're very excited. That was started last year, so we're glad that they decided to help us out again this year. So we're hoping a good weather and good turnout for them. And then, of course, the big thing is the postal drive coming up May 12th. Last year, we brought in about 24,000 cans or non-perishable items. Mm-hmm. So this year, we're hoping good weather and good, generous folks again. We run into kind of a lull right now. This is our big push to kind of help us through the summer.
Was last year a little rainy?
Last year was a little rainy. Okay. Yes, it sure was. We are going to, this year, Tony King is going to be able to put some large boxes in lobbies of both major post office centers, the one on Church and then the one on Memorial. So if you're running by the post office and not sure if your postal carrier is going to pick up your food or not, run on by the lobby. We'll have boxes out there to drop things off. And even if it rains on that Saturday, the postal carriers will continue through the next week bringing in the food. So it's rainy Saturday and you go, wow, I can't get to the post office, put it out Monday, and they'll be glad to pick it up Monday as well.
Awesome. Yeah, so that's a little extended time.
It's just something that they're willing to work with us on and to ensure that we're getting as much as we can.
It sounds like you have partnered with a lot of the different fundraisers and things of that nature that are going on, events that are going on, to encourage people to just bring a can to enter or to somehow something. And by partnering with those different events that are going on, it's allowed you to maybe in a non-traditional way gather the food to help with the food bank.
Right. And we encourage folks, gathering is too small, no gathering is too large. We're looking for all sorts of different avenues. If folks are having any kind of fundraiser, baseball games, anything of that nature, a couple cans goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
We're feeding quite a bit of families. Last year, we fed over, about 4,400 families last year. Giving about, we served over 11,000 people.
Wow.
So you think about that. You think, Kroger's is having a grand reopening this week. So might be good sales going on there. Pick up an extra can in preparation for May 12th. But we continue to see the need here in town. I've got, so far the figures for this year, we've already given out almost 50,000 items.
50,000 this year?
Just this year.
2012. Since January.
Yeah.
My goodness.
So
you're ahead of the pace from last year.
We are ahead of, yeah. It continues to grow. Again, we will give out as much as we can, within again, typically 4 days worth of food. If it's lean times, of course, the bags won't be as full. If their times are great, you're going to get a little bit more in your bags. And that can range anywhere. You know, you've got to look at the proteins, jars of peanut butter, the tuna, different things of that nature are great items. You know, macaroni and cheese, great items to give. Mm-hmm. You know, things can go far with mac and cheese and some tuna.
Sure.
So we just encourage to look and see what's grab an extra can while you're out at the grocery store. You know, the buy one, get one free. You may not, even if you're trying something, you may go, okay, I'm not so sure I want that, but okay, I'll buy one, get one free. I'll give one away.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how this emergency food bank works. Someone in need, how do they get the help? Just kind of walk us through that process, because I think that sometimes maybe the name Rutherford County Emergency Food Bank, it's just if there is, you know, a
catastrophic
emergency.
Right. You know? No, and it's basically if you feel you need some assistance, you can come in and you've got to bring in proof of income. You've got to bring in proof of everybody that lives at the residence. And based on that, then we will give you supplements, basically. The reason we say emergency, it is not going to be a staple every week you come. Mm-hmm. But I don't know of too many people that they've ever turned away.
Yeah.
You know, we've been very fortunate with leftover breads from Kroger's, different things of that nature. So where maybe it's not always the same things that you get in your bag. A lot of elderly folks utilize the dollars just don't stretch as far.
Sure.
With the medications they have to pay for and everything, so we do know that there is a need for their assistance.
So you're saying that sometimes the grocery stores have these what you would have to say is perishable items,
right?
And they will donate those, and you have to give those out pretty soon.
We have to give those out fairly soon. Yes, and we're kind of restricted sometimes with that because, of course, the grocery stores can't always give us out everything because of liability purposes.
Right.
But again, there are some times that we can get the breads more, mm-hmm. more so the breads and things of that nature, cupcakes. So it's a little extra, and we try to, when we assemble the bags, if there's anything like that, that we at least give a little extra for in that bag,
mm-hmm.
Just to make sure that they go. I know, last year we had an JROTC picnic for Siegel, and, you know, we had leftover buns. Okay, so couldn't do anything with the hot dogs and hamburgers that was currently cooked, but we took the buns down to the food bank,
sure,
for them to be able to distribute, whether it's to make sandwiches, anything like that. So we're always, again, those kind of events. Last year, in fact, the Tour de Borough, they had some leftover food, so they called me up and gladly took care of it, took it over to the food bank. Mm-hmm. So something to think about, folks, when you have large events like that.
Lori Glaze joining us as we talk about the Rutherford County Emergency Food Bank. We're going to hit on the postal drive once again here in just a second, but something that you said kind of triggered maybe an idea. Let's say you have, let's use your church, for instance, mm-hmm. and you want to do a food drive and see how, you know, let the Sunday school classes come together, mm-hmm. and challenge each other to bring canned food.
Sure.
What do you do after that with that? I mean, can someone bring it out to the food bank?
Yes, I was going to say, by all means, you can give us a call at 895-1148. And just to make sure that somebody is going to be there, we're usually there from 10 to 2:30, possibly 3. We'll be glad to make arrangements if that does not fall within the time. You can call them. I'd be glad to help if anybody has anything like that as well. I'm in the phone book. We'll be glad to make any kind of arrangements for anything, any type of situation like that.
You know, I think sometimes people say, well, and let's go back to the church, analogy. I go to a small church. We have just a few people there. You know, what can we really do? You know, and if it's two cans or 200, that's going to help.
It's going to help. It doesn't matter because that person who needs that bit of food does not matter if it's 2 cans or if it's 200. It's nourishment for their bodies, and they can then go on, you know, possibly to help them take care of their children or to go out, find a job, to just be alive. Mm-hmm. So no donation is too small. Even if you're at the grocery store and you just say, I want to put together a little bag. It's not a big food drive. My church isn't having anything. I don't really know of anybody that's collecting food. You know what? Bring it on by. And we'll be glad. We are glad to take any kind of donation. No matter, like I said, a couple cans to 2,000. I'll take anything.
Whatever. Yeah. I know the schools, a lot of the schools, they really kind of get into the spirit of challenging another school to rate. And that's a big help, isn't
it? That's our fall. We basically have two large drives a mm-hmm. year, and it's the postal drive, and then it's in the fall, it's the school drive. And that kind of gets us through sometimes, but again, the summertime is one of our slower times. While we get a great lift here in May with the postal drive, it does not carry us through the summer, because you've got to think a lot of the kids may be home, they're not at school, maybe receiving the free lunches. So again, the need is a little bit greater during the summer. So always looking for ways to pump up the action there.
And that's when people are on vacation, they're you know, running around, they're doing all kinds of different things with the family, and maybe they're not as focused in on community giving at that particular point,
right?
Just with everything else going on,
you're busy, and it's not a typical time. You know, you see the big postal drive and you're like, great, you see Christmas, okay, mm-hmm. it's a time of giving, you know, the kids come home from school, I gotta beat this class, so I need some food, but then there's just some lulls that you're right, we're busy coming and going, and we don't think, but you know, you're always going to the grocery store. I know I have to with my family, but so at that point, you know, whether it's pick up an extra can, a couple cans every other week, mm-hmm. and accumulate it in a box, then take a box, you know, at some point it's full, take a box to the food, you know, the
food bank.
Thing. Yeah.
That's yeah. It. It's been a long day, hasn't it?
It's been a long day.
Now, is there a physical location? Where is it located?
There is. It is on Bridge Avenue. Okay. It is on 211 Bridge Avenue, which is right next to McFadden's school.
Okay, right next to the community center.
It's in the community center. Okay. It's on the end of the community center. Ah. So you'll see it's got a sign that says food bank. It's not real elaborate. Our building is very small. The space is very small. But if you ever want to learn a little bit more about the food bank, we do have a website. It is rcfoodbank.org. Really proud of that. We started that this past year, just to make sure that people are aware of what we've got going on here in the city.
Let's hit on the postal drive before we run out of time. Okay. May the 12th.
May 12th. Put your bags out there by your mailbox. Your postal carrier will pick it up. If you happen to be out in the city and just want to drop by the post office, and we do this rain or shine, Brian, so drop it by the post office. If you don't see anything in the main lobby, we will be behind the post office as well, unloading all the trucks and everything. So feel free to come back and unload it there, too.
That sounds great. And May 12th, just put your bags out by the mailbox.
Mailbox, yeah, that's it.
So I'm having one of
you
those.
You have a long day, too.
I'm having a moment as well, myself. So that again is on May the 12th, and if you're, you know, if you forget or whatever, that next Monday, maybe you could leave it out too.
I think you could leave it out there, and the postal carriers will pick it up and bring it on in.
Some of them may even appreciate Monday and not load it down on Saturday.
We have
great.
Several last year that had to make several trips in, so we're always grateful when that, while it wears their day out, it makes us very grateful.
Well, we want to say thanks to the Postal Service workers who actually do that, because it is extra work on them.
It is, and we're very grateful for the extra time that they take out of their days, because it is not just a drive-by. They have to grab out and sometimes get out of their trucks and help us. So we are very appreciative of that.
And some of them just, they drive on the wrong side of the road and stretch their leg. I don't know how they do it.
I'm glad they do it, not me.
Isn't that the truth? RCfoodbank.org is the website, too.
Yes,
sir. You can find a lot of information there. Lori, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you letting me come out.
We'll do it again.
All right, thanks. All bye-bye. Right.
Lori Glaze joining us from the Rutherford County Emergency Food Bank. The big postal drive is coming up May the 12th. We'll continue to tell you about that as we go along. RCfoodbank.org. Where you can find a lot of information. We're going to be back in a moment and wrap things up and get it over to Monty Hill Jr. for All Sports Talk. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're the station that focuses on things on your mind. WGNS. And this is Rutherford Issues.